Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. We're having a good look at the topic of the Holy Spirit this month of March in our church. And today we're in Galatians chapter 5 for a third look at this passage to see what we can learn about the Holy Spirit. It's chapter 5 verses 22 to chapter 6 verse 1 we're going to look at. The title is Spirit Repair. It reads, "But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the flesh with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking and envying each other. Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently. But watch yourselves, or you also may be tempted." What does the Spirit love to do? Repair things. He was there at creation and saw that all things were good. Then he observed the devastating effects of sin in Eden and throughout human history. Oh, he loves to restore hope and repair relationships. Above all, he and his power are connected with the raising of Jesus from the dead, Romans chapter 1, verse 4, and who, talking about Christ, through the Spirit of holiness was appointed the Son of God in power by his resurrection from the dead, Jesus Christ, our Lord. There's a connection between the power of the Spirit and the resurrection. I enjoy repairing things, like many of us. Even yesterday, I thought my camera tripod was broken, but managed to fix it. It's strange. I like that tripod more now than before it was broken. How does that work? I don't know, but somehow an emotional bond has developed. The rescue instinct is very strong in humans precisely because it is in the heart of God. And this rescue theme is motivated by love. Therefore, God followers as Spirit-filled people are on a mission to repair what is broken and especially to restore relationships. The first instruction in today's passage is for fellow church members to be careful to treat one another with the fruits of the Spirit instead of becoming, what does it say, conceited, provoking and envying each other. A church where members resolve relationship problems is a church where people will love one another and value each other more and more as each situation is repaired. In this way, the Spirit's fruit is appreciated, grown and applied, and the church becomes more loving. This happens not because of a lack of conflict, but because of the presence of conflict that is resolved using the Spirit's fruit. The second instruction in this passage is for Christians to help those who wander away from godly standards. The Holy Spirit is, well, holy, and as such wants to help people to share in his holiness. Therefore, Spirit-filled people will want to help people who are not living in accordance with holiness. We are called to restore people gently, and we need the Spirit to help us with that, because we are tempted to be impatient, anxious, and condemning. One of the fruits of the Spirit is gentleness, a quality seen in abundance in Jesus. He says in Matthew 11, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." Who could you reconcile with? Who could you help get reconciled with someone else? Are you strong enough to help someone in sin? If not, what could you do to allow the Spirit to strengthen you? And let us not shy away from conflict, but embrace it with the fruits of the Spirit and see relationships repaired to God's glory and everyone's joy. We'll go on to look at another theme of the Holy Spirit in the next podcast. Our church work is at thelondonchurch.org, and until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.